Cocktail Nation on WXLV Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.
Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, I just got back from vacation, and I'm glad to say that my credit cards are all in remission. Well, on the show this week, we get a report on Tiki Oasis, which has just finished up last week. News on the comeback by Doris Day, of all people. In Review with Coop, we talk about a new book by Shirley MacLaine, plus swank advice. We're going to be talking about the best time to arrive at a party, on time, late, or early. Which one is it? We'll find out more about that shortly. Plus, the best in lounge and exotica from across the globe. And right now, Karen Souza and Tainted Love on the Cocktail Nation.
Sometimes I feel I've got you. Run away, I've got you. Get away from the pain you drive into the hurt of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light. For at dusk and turn I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Run away, I've got you. Get away, you don't really want any more from me. To make things right, you need someone to hold you tight. And you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Touch me, please, I cannot stand the way you tease. I love you, though you hurt me so. Now I'm going to pack my things and go. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love.
The Cocktail Nation, thanks to Gillette.
What's up with what's going down in every city and every town? Cramping styles is the plan. They've got us in the palm of their pretty hand. When we pretend we're dead, when we pretend we're dead, they can't hear a word we said. When we pretend that we're dead, tables with our unity. They're not a moral nor majority. Wake up and smell the coffee, or just say no to individuality. When we pretend that we're dead, when we pretend we're dead, they can't hear a word we said. When we pretend that we're dead. Pretend we're dead. When we pretend that we're dead, they can't hear a word we said. When we pretend that we're dead.
Cocktail Nation with Frank Bennett and Pretend That We're Dead. Tiki Oasis finished up last weekend in a stellar lineup like Jack Costanzo, Orchestra Superstring, Marty Lush and his Lush Livers, Marina the Fire Eating Mermaid, and many, many more. With a report on the festivities, Joby Bebner. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Coop. Oh, it was absolutely amazing. Every year it just gets bigger and bigger and better and better. And it was just a phenomenal weekend.
And I believe the theme of the show this year was South of the Border, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. There's tons of giant fake mustaches and sombreros being worn, and a number of room parties had a nice South of the Border theme. One even went so far as to go very south of the border with a nice igloo and frozen wasteland of a party. It was just amazing. Yeah. I got pulled in at the last second as an official judge for the room call, so I personally had to, as part of my duty, go to each and every one of them and drink heavily. The one thing I love about Tiki Oasis is just the generations of people there and the passion that everyone has, from, people that were a part of it in the scene, or, their parents were and they remembered as children, to, even children now. You see the kids wandering around excited to be there and, rocking the Aloha shirts, and, it's just absolutely fantastic to see just generations of passion.
And the weather good in San Diego this year?
It was just perfect. Not too hot, not too cold, sunny the entire time. The band's out playing. You can sit poolside, cocktail in hand, and just enjoy the music. Just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
What about what's your highlight of Tiki Oasis 11?
Well, like I said, I had to go through a number of the room crawls, and every year it's just mind blowing to see floor after floor of the hotel with simultaneous parties going on and bands playing in each of the rooms. And you can wander between three or four floors, just hopping into parties, grabbing cocktails, or just having them thrown at you. And just, enjoying the vibe and the people there, just everyone with the smiles. And, it's an amazing time. I have to say too, the other highlight I have for all the Tiki Oasis are the Martin Kate, Smuggler's Cove in San Francisco, does a rum and cocktail symposium. Mm-hmm. And every year is just absolutely phenomenal. His symposium this year was CSI themed, with a cocktail being slaughtered, and it was our task to figure out what the cocktail was. We had a cocktail sitting in front of us and a plate of about 22 different samples of ingredients. And we took sips of each one of these ingredients, and then he ran through and just discussed, kind of an atomic level of all the components you could put in a tropical cocktail. And it was a really fun environment. He's such a showman, videos and stage play going on while we were actually learning something about cocktail and mixology. That was just fantastic.
Now, I believe next year the theme has already been leaked as to what it's going to be, south of the border this year. What about next year?
Yeah, they teased it a little bit. It's going to be a secret agent theme, and I cannot wait for that. I'm already trying to figure out where I can buy a good tuxedo and go in there. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of lounge cocktail dresses, tuxedos, it's going to be awesome.
I've got an idea for you if you want to be completely original, stand out. Get yourself a giant eye costume, and then you can just go as a private eye. Everybody's going to be talking about you, Joby.
Yeah. Now that you mentioned it, there's probably going to be 20 people there with that.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time at TK Oasis 11. I hope to get there next year, but it sounds like it's been another success once again. So thanks for the report, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Coop. I hope to see you next year.
Indeed. Joby Tiki Giki Bemna. The song I've chosen tonight to kind of link in with all this is Clouseau with Destination Oasis. I thought that's probably the best song I could possibly come up with. Good to talk to you, buddy.
You too, Coop. Take care.
Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper. Thanks to Gillette, Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica, and Frenesy. News this week that Doris Day, the woman who scored her very first chart hit back in 1945, has announced a musical comeback at the age of a sprightly 87. The Hollywood star, famed for playing sassy yet clean-cut all-American girls in the 50s, is releasing her first new album in nearly two decades. She enjoyed a hugely successful singing career alongside box office hits such as Pillow Talk, which won the Best Writing Oscar and earned her nominations as Best Actress, and she hasn't performed for more than 25 years. My Heart is coming out next month. It's a compilation of previously unreleased recordings, originally produced by her late son, Terry Melcher, who died in 2004. Looking forward to that. Swank advice time now. This one from Anthony in the UK, who writes, "Dear Coop, is it best to turn up early, on time, or late to a party?" Well, Anthony, guess who never shows up first? The President of the United States of America. Why? Because there's nothing to do if you show up first. He has a full schedule of important meetings and appearances, none of which can be accomplished by sitting alone waiting for some rude member of his staff to show up. The first step towards taking over a room and making a presence is to be cool and not so eager to show up. Be a scientist about it. Start paying attention to when people arrive at parties. You'll want to show up 3 standard deviations to the right on the bell curve of arrival times. That means show up last without being late and always smile like you've done something really naughty. And there's no place you'd rather be. Now you've brought some mystique and the stage is yours to use it. However, don't show up late to a dinner party or an important meeting. Instead of sending the message that you're an important guy with a busy schedule, it says that you're an inconsiderate egomaniac. I hope that helps. If you'd like me to perhaps answer a question, provide some swank advice, email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. And right now, Lalo Schifrin and Barney Does It All.
Draper's top 5 Google searches are as follows. Number 1, The Cocktail Nation. Number 2, Coop Cooper, Swank Extraordinaire. Number 3, Coop Cooper, Sydney Penthouse, Google Maps. Number 4, Coop Cooper's Wardrobe. And number 5, Coop Cooper, Swank Style, Google Images. Yeah.
www.cocktailnation.net.
Donation for Gillette and Orchestra Superstring, fresh from their performance at Tiki Oasis last weekend. Review with Coop Time and a new book called I'm Over All That. It's written by Shirley MacLaine, and I saw an interview on 60 Minutes the other night, and I tell you what, she looks very vibrant for her age, and still a woman who, while watching this, I was amazed. She was flirting with the reporter like you wouldn't believe. At a certain time in life, we all come to realize what is truly important to us and what doesn't matter, and Shirley MacLaine has decided that this is that time, and she needs to write a book about it. It's wise, witty, fearless collection of small observations made by this incredible woman. And she shares with readers all those things that she's over dealing with in life, in love, at home, and in the larger world, as well as the things that she'll never get over, no matter how long she lives. It's a pretty funny book, and some of the things that Shirley is over, such as people who repeat themselves, such as people who repeat themselves, such as people who repeat themselves, conservatives and liberals, ill-mannered young people, the poison of celebrity, being polite to boring people. Check it out. It's called I'm Over All That by Shirley MacLaine. I think you'll get some good laughs out of it, plus some fantastic stories from the heyday of her career, Shirley MacLaine. If you'd like me to review something, shoot me an email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. And right now, Melody Gardot.
Why then, why can't I? second time. Why then, no, I can't. If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Cocktail Nation for Gillette and the Martini King's Girl from Ipanema. Big thank you to El Gato Gomez, a woman that we interviewed recently, who's a marvellous, marvellous artist. She does some fantastic mid-century paintings, and the great thing about all the El Gato Gomez artwork is that when you buy her pieces, which range anywhere between $100 to $300, $400, the great thing is that you're getting an original piece of artwork, not a print. So it's a one-off, and they are superbly produced. And she just sent me this marvelous painting of a girl, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. And it happened that I commented on this particular painting in Facebook, so she sent it to me as a bit of a thank you for the interview that we did so not long ago. So thank you very much, El Gato Gomez, and certainly check out her website, elgatogomez.com. And I can tell you, El Gato, that it is proudly up on the wall beside me here in the Cocktail Nation studio, so you should be pleased about that being shown down under. Time for a look at the world of swank now. Jennifer Keith playing at the Queen Mary every single Friday and Saturday night. Do check it out. Long Beach, California. At the Observation Bar, the 4th annual Tiki Car Hop and Battle of the DJs is coming up Sunday, September the 4th. Also on September the 4th, the Waikiki Tiki Spend an Evening in Paradise with Philip Roberts, the author, and the Smokin' Manhoonies in true tiki style at Don the Beachcomber's. Soon heading up to the Cocktail Nation blogosphere, and right now, Jackie Gleason, and this is from an album, Music to Remember Her, which I picked up on CD Wow, actually, which is a fairly new CD distribution service. Now, it's not the original cover on this particular album. It is a reissue, but all the same tracks, all about girls and girls' names, and this one is Ruby on the Cocktail Nation.
Series. Everything checks out rosy, but a bulletproof vest under a tuxedo, my tailor'd never okay that.
Tailation. crazy. Hey, Big Daddy.
How are you, Wilbert?
Like it don't ever change, Pete. I just keep swinging and it creates a wild draft and I stay cool.
The Cocktail Nation.
Your lips were like a red and ruby chalice, warmer than the summer night. The clouds were like an alabaster palace, rising to a snowy height. Each star its own aurora borealis. Suddenly you held me tight. I could see the midnight sun. I can't explain the silver rain that found me. Or was that a moonlit fade? The music of the universe around me. Or was that a found me. Suddenly the sky turned pale. I could see the midnight sun. Was there such a night? It's a thrill I still don't quite believe. But after you were gone there was still some stardust on my sleeve. The flame of it may dwindle to an ember, and the stars forget to shine. And we may see the meadow in December, I see white and crystalline. But oh my darling, always I'll remember when your lips were close to mine and I saw the midnight sun. Such a night, it's a thrill I still don't quite believe. Oh, but after you were gone, there was still some stardust on my sleeve. The flame of it may dwindle to an ember, and the stars forget to shine. See the meadow in December, I see white and crystalline. But oh my darling, always I remember when your lips were close to mine and I saw the midnight sun.
The Cocktail Nation with Janet Seidel from Sydney and Midnight Sun. Thanks to Gillette. Don't forget, of course, if you'd like to be on our email list for our weekly updates, you can email thecocktailnation@gmail.com and I'll include you on the list. But certainly for news around the world when it comes to lounge and exotica, do check out our website, cocktailnation.net. We do updates very, very regularly. And we've even got our swank advice column up there as well, so if there's one you missed. Plus, of course, Retro News, always posting it there. Use it as a magazine. Hi to new Twitter friends, Hula Honey, Atomic Indie, Kooky Lau Brown, Tiki Geeks, Tilla Jean and Johnny Velour. You can follow us simply by typing in Cocktail Nation.
This is Deep Space Mission 9. We're now entering the blogosphere of the Cocktail Nation.
This week, thetikichick.com. Tiki Chick, a Californian girl who's chronicling modern tiki culture. I thought this one is worth mentioning considering Tiki Oasis has just concluded. There's some pictures from Tiki Oasis up there, so check it out, thetikichick.com. And you can always shoot me a message on Facebook or through Twitter if you'd like to let me know about a particular blog that you follow. All the blogs that we do follow, you'll find them on our cocktailnation.blogspot.com page. And we've got lots of different blogs that we follow, so you can find a vast collection of lounge and exotica blogs that we've been talking about on the show and other ones that we might have picked up. So check it out, cocktailnation.blogspot.com. Well, that's it for this week's show. I'm going to leave you with the Naughty Ones out of Texas and Azute. Stay hip.
Gone and got the blues in Paris. Paris blues called agité. How can I be blue in Paris? Easy, 'cause you're far away. Can't lose this blues, this agité. Sidewalk tables filled with people, always happy, always gay. Still I'm all alone in Paris, praying you'll return someday. Can't lose this, lose this as you take.
Nexville, Pennsylvania, VX.